Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to day N-1. Tomorrow you're going to start your NaNoWriMo, the National Novel Writing Month, and if you're like most NaNoWriMo participants, particularly most first-timers, you'll have been thinking for quite a while about what kind of story you want to write. You may even have developed vast outlines and character sketches of the kind of depth that would embarrass role-playing gamers. I want to take a moment and encourage you to ignore them. Feel free to just ignore them and throw them out. So many times with creative endeavors, the first idea we go to a project with is not the best. It's just the thing that gets us going. It's the second idea, the one that comes in the heat of trying to get traction, that really bites into the ground and gets you going. So if you feel that happening, let it happen. You can write the other book another time. No one besides you knows whether or not you set that book aside. There is another way you can come to NaNoWriMo, a middle ground of sorts between outlining everything to death and coming in completely cold and staring at an utterly blank page. And that is to come up with what screenwriters call a slug line. Terminator meets Godzilla, what have you. A man alone in a cabin is confronted by the ghost of the love of his life. Something like that. That's a slug line. It's a one-sentence description of what your story is about. Or you can write from a title. Just a title. It's amazing where you can go from just a title. If you're an experienced writer, you'll know this, but if you're someone who's noodled at it as a hobby, you may not have quite twigged yet to the fact that ideas are easy. It's the execution that can be hard. And sometimes the more you poke at and ossify an idea, the firmer an idea gets in your head, the more difficult it is to actually execute it, because you're trying to live up to an imaginary standard, a sort of platonic ideal that doesn't really exist. You have a shape in your head and you want to pour the story into it. But sometimes stories have their own ideas, and some of the best ones break out of the original mold that was poured for them, even ones like, say, Lord of the Rings, that were outlined within an inch of their life, wound up going directions the authors did not expect. So as we go into NaNoWriMo and start tomorrow, remember to leave yourself that elbow room. It might make the difference between hitting your word count and getting stuck in writer's block. I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2015 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.